You are listening to What in the Horror with your hosts, Lando and Tim.
Welcome back to episode 92 of What in the Horror with your hosts, Lando and Tim. Today we'll be reviewing Hanky Panky from 2023. And Nobody Sleeps in the Woods tonight in 2020, since it's Tim's turn to go first. And since he likes to do the Hanky Panky with himself, we'll go with Hanky Panky from 2023. Take it away, Tim.
Okay, so as you thought, Hanky Panky, it's about a hanky, a dirty, raunchy, little depraved handkerchief. But that's not all that's going on in this one. This is a good one. So, you know, wow, where to begin? Okay, so it's all revolves around this guy and his handkerchief, talking handkerchief that he can hear. And he goes to this cabin in the middle of the woods, in the middle of a snowy covered woods. And apparently it's for some kind of group gathering thing for someone's wedding. But he's the first one there, and he's talking to the handkerchief, and he's got social anxiety disorder and stuff. So this is a way for him to try and interact with people. I mean, that's just how it starts. And it's just weird as more of them show up. Each and every one of the people that shows has uniquely, how should I put this? Uniquely peculiar behaviors, especially the two hosts that are there that are brother and sister. That brother straight up is just the weirdest guy you've ever met. And you even wonder at first, is he human? Figure that out later. And then a neighbor with doohickey gadgets talking to someone like they either are, at this point, I'm thinking either alien or some kind of government agency. It is one of those. I'll tell you later. Anyhow, so we get all these people in. They do weird stuff. One point, the handkerchief actually hears under the table, hears the two hosts talking as they drop something, and they wind up talking about a sacrificial situation going on and some sacrifices and stuff. And the handkerchief hears this and tries to warn him. And while he's arguing the handkerchief in the bathroom, everybody thinks he's just nuts because he's talking to himself, is what it sounds like. Okay. That actually would have been that could have been the whole story right there. Nope. No. It gets better. He leaves a handkerchief behind in there to kind of scold it, and so that he can have a good time, because he does like one of the girls that's there and stuff that's single. And that's actually a big factor in this. But he thinks that the handkerchief's just trying to talk him out of it, because this time it wasn't about cleaning up messes, which apparently this handkerchief really loves to do, cleaning up messes. It's got like an itch for it, including really nasty messes, sadly, by the sound of it. So he leaves that in there. The married wife girl, the newly married wife, who has this sick obsession. They talk about how they kill each other and how the other two, they have a wicked kind of negative, sadistic way of talking to each other. Anyway, she goes in there. She's drunk on wine and taking pills for her cigarette addiction. And she thinks she's tripping out as a handkerchief starts to talk to her. So she takes it in the other room, throws it in a dryer, which has some clothes in it that some people found outside, to find out that the neighbor / government like or alien lady there, she had some high end clothing that she hid in the snowbank, and they found it, realizing that she really wasn't this kind of hick neighbor that they said thought she was kind of. But they never were trying to talk about it, but they never actually got it out. Well, handkerchief has its way with those clothes, and later on you find it talks about it in quite detail. Kind of creepy. Anyways, this is just the beginning of how all this goes, and there's a lot more to it. There is so much as like beer cans as breadcrumbs, like Hansel and Gretel in the snow, that some drunk guy, the husband / drunk guy, is picking up and headed to this little ice shack on the water and on the frozen pond or lake. And he goes in there, and it's a huge place inside, and he just has all the beer he wants pretty much in there. And there's this hat that's talking to him. A hat starts talking to him. Well, the girl that the other guy likes, the one that the handkerchief likes, she winds up tripping on shrooms and winds up seeing a castle and winds up in there with him. And they start tripping on shrooms together and just laughing, having a good old time, at the same time realizing that they can't hardly remember it half the time. And even though they say it out loud, that the hat is looking at world domination, has tricked those other two, in the brother and sister, into believing it's an entity and that it needs to be worshipped and to get sacrifices, when it really, and then when that fell through because everybody got separated, he started killing them and sucking their life force and souls out of them through their head. Well, and then it just happens. Everybody starts dying left and right. And then, okay, I don't want to get into break it down too much here for everybody, but we have the most epic clothing battle you've ever seen. It is something like you never saw before. By the way, when his hat does this and flies back and forth and tries to land on people's heads and try to kill them, and you find out it's an interdimensional being, it's both of them are, whatever, but it's flying around trying to get on people's. You never see the fishing line attached to the hat or the fish poles come across the screen because it's so well done, sarcasm included. Well, that happens even more so when we have this epic battle between, you guessed it, handkerchief versus hat. And it's a long battle watching a handkerchief and a hat try to beat each other up. It is as exciting as it sounds, people. It's not like this is animated. This is actually just a handkerchief and a hat. It is the most long battle you've ever heard of, with lots of sound effects, but no special effects. Don't worry about it. You didn't get special effects in this movie. Not real ones. No. It looks bad for Handkerchief at one point. You really think Handkerchief is going to lose. And then he manages to win the day by the soulmates, you know, the two single people, the guy who owns the handkerchief and the lady that was single, that was high on mushrooms in the hut, that is still on high on mushrooms. They get together because she had mushrooms. She can hear the hat and she could hear Hanky as well. And they kiss for the first time, and it's true love, and they glow, and the day is saved. And Handkerchief helps clean everything up. And they're sitting on a porch together and realizing, well, the people they thought they might just be missing have not come back yet, and the car is missing. Well, it's the one of them was the it's the husband and wife. Well, the wife is dead, but the husband was alive last we saw him, so I don't know if he's alive or dead. So he even got a little bit of potential for a second one. And don't worry, there might be one. But before I get into my true feelings on this movie here, Hanky Panky 2023, what do you got on this one, Lando?
Oh my fucking God. Save yourself. Do not watch this piece of shit. I don't know how high they were on Rotten Tomato, because they gave an 86 with an audience score of 91. This piece of shit had nothing I could find on Google. Budget and box office were not there. But when it came to my thoughts, my likes, absolute fucking literally nothing. My dislikes, everything. I mean, the blood didn't look real. What gore we did get looked ridiculous. I mean, this whole fucking movie was a piece of shit, so I gave it a 0 out of 0, or 0-0 for blood and gore. And of course, I gave this piece of shit an overall rating of 0 skulls. What about you, Tim?
We got nudity in this one. Unfortunately, it was the nudity we didn't want to see. Twice. The brother, naked. Just nonchalantly walking around on the balcony naked when they're going to go to bed, and saying there's room up here and no one's going up there because they don't want to be anywhere near these people. And then again, after spoiler, he dies. And they show him like 5, 6, 7 times naked, dead in the chair. For some reason, that was a thing. They wanted to make sure you knew that. I did give it a 0.5 for blood because there was some. It wasn't great, but it was some gore. The goriest part was the fight between the hanky and the hat. And yes, you could see the fish poles and everything going around. So that was like, this was made to be stupid and over the top on purpose. So I can give it that. It's supposed to be that, you know, slapstick humor, weird, raunchy tail thing. I get where they were going for. I don't feel they did it well. We have had worse, sadly. But I couldn't go above a 1.5 skull rating on this one just because of the fact it's not the worst we watched. It's getting a rating at all, but it's not a good one. No, I would not recommend this unless you're looking for something completely moronic. And I hate to say it, but the characters in the middle being high on shrooms and stuff, that might actually be what you need for this movie to be better. That's it. I can't give it any more rating than that.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't see the appeal to this movie. I don't know why it got such a high score on fucking Rotten Tomato. I don't understand, but enough about this piece of shit. Let's move on to my fucking movie, which again is Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight from 2020. So this movie starts out with a old lady washing blood-soaked clothes in a tub full of water. A postman arrives and notices noises coming from the cellar. He thinks someone might be trapped there. He looks, and then he tells the person that he's gonna go get the help or whatever, and they end up catching him. You can't see them, but they poem into the freaking cellar. And then about 30 years later, there's a phone-free camp for teenagers, and each one of them has to give their phone up and everything. And then they all split up into pairs with a counselor for a three-day hike. And they end up finding this place to camp, and they end up camping. And then one of the boys in the group goes off and smokes a joint, and then he gets scared shitless when the hot chick of the group shows up, and she ends up smoking with him, and they end up fucking after she ends up finding out he's a virgin. And so after shortly after she leaves, you see a person creeping up behind him, and yeah, he gets attacked, and then he gets dragged in his sleeping bag because he had a sleeping bag with him. And so he gets dragged, this person that's dragging him smacks him against a tree repeatedly, which kind of reminds me of a certain horror movie out there that did this already. So he ends up dying, obviously. And then the next day, everybody's trying to find him. Well, they split up trying to find this kid, and the hot girl ends up getting killed. This one kid who confesses to her that he's gay, he ends up getting killed by this guy that lives in the middle of the woods with, like, metal legs or whatever. The fat kid in the group, he ends up dying towards the end. And then you're just left with this girl because everyone else is dead at the towards the end of this movie. And she ends up, you end up finding out towards the end of the movie that there's two of them and that they're twins and that they got a meteor and they snuck it into the house underneath their bed and it like mutated them somehow. And their mom kept them underneath the house the whole time. And they end up killing her in the beginning of the film. And a bunch of other stuff happens. Like, they end up making you think that the twins are dead towards the end, which is a huge plot twist. But they end up living. The twins do after the girl gets away, after one of them killed a cop. And yeah, that's basically it. I mean, it's a gory slasher film from 2020. I mean, it's your typical slasher film. I mean, I don't really understand why they gave it such a low score on Rotten Tomato. I mean, they gave it a 57 with a 28% score. Google gave it a 52%. There was no budget or box office. I do believe it's because of the fact that this is a Netflix-only film. So, and I had plenty of likes here. Pretty good story with plenty of blood and gore that actually looked real. So I gave it a 5 on blood and 5 for gore. Kills were definitely better than the first film we discussed. No shitty CGI, which is always a plus. Their overall makeup effects were pretty detailed, which always lacking in a lot of our American films. And lastly, we got some Polish fucking titties. Yes, you get to see the girls' titties in the movie. The only dislike I really had is that you never do find out what happened to the girl in the end, other than her driving away after hitting the other twin with a cop car repeatedly. It's quick to assume that she got away since one of the twins that woke up in the bed, he gets up and he starts walking around the house and you see police lights outside. So clearly she got away somehow. But it would have been nicer if they kind of made it seem like she got away a little bit more or whatever. But yeah, I gave it an overall 4.7 skull rating. What about you, Tim?
Yeah, there's a few things about the movie that were great. I did like you said, blood and gore on this was really, really, really good. I had a fear that it was going to have something to do with alien stuff, and it did. That was my only gripe about it. But I didn't mind the meteor thing, except for the only CGI in the film that was kind of cheesy. The fact that it was like, it literally was, you know, kind of like Carnage or what is it? The other one. Like those, it was like a black oozy thing that went into their bodies. And then instead of turning them oozy, it turned them into pus-covered, pimply, big creatures, guys. But other than that, I mean, and the fact that it made them immortal, apparently, at the end, because there's no way that that one in the bed survived unless he was made immortal by that. There's no way. Because she took a machete and just, like, pretty much made him into chop suey. So that was like, yeah. You even had the gay kid making it away actually at first to the priest, and the priest puts a ball gag in his mouth and tells and basically acts like he's going to kill him. That was like, holy shit. That's like cliche. Priest gets freaking put through a wood chipper. That was pretty cool, actually. But that kid, you think he dies in the confessional hiding, but apparently he gets away and then gets shot, like you said, by that guy that was that had been attacked by them before, and he had the metal legs, he said, because he had a run-in with these two. And then the storyline was pretty good. You had the kind of slutty hot chick who brought a condom to try and seduce the kid, the hot kid, and then he finds out he's a virgin and got even more excited, so definitely did him. And then talks later to the gay guy about the fact she wished she could find true love, but she's kind of stuck in this rut. And then she, as soon as she finishes saying that, she gets a pole shoved through her head and out her mouth. It's like, okay, yeah, that movie had plenty of blood and gore. I really like that about this movie. It's really good, well done. So this is gonna get better ratings. And it's not just because the other one sucked. This is actually way better than expected. Like you said, slamming the kid against the friggin' tree, and the only girl that figured that out was the one that actually had lost her parents in the car accident, and they didn't realize that until you get parts of it throughout the movie. And she's the only one with a knife and everything, which kind of did come into play a few times to help out. Yeah, pretty good movie. And there is a sequel, and I do sadly know what happens here. There's a story behind everything you described that you were confused about at the end, and it all makes sense in the sequel just from the previews alone. So I actually think in a future episode, this might be one of those ones we want to grab that sequel. Because this one here, if it's twisted like this one, it could be freaking good. But yeah, overall, blood and gore, solid 4.5s, both. We have seen slightly better for both, but not much. And the fact that they didn't CGI it is a big bonus. But both excellent. I would actually, sadly, I wanted to hate this movie because at first I'm like, this makes no sense. I liked it. 4.5 skull rating. It was actually quite entertaining. I had one gripe, and it was somehow in the back of my head, and it shouldn't have been predictable, but it was, about that meteor thing. That was it. That was my biggest complaint. That, and at the end, they were immortal. It's like, we don't like those kind of endings. And I agreed with you with everything on the ending. If I hadn't watched it to the very end and then got the recommendation for the other one and saw the thing, I'd probably be madder. But I'm actually thinking that second one might be as good or better. So it is the same chick. A lot happens to the poor chick, even in the preview. So yeah, it's going to be a good one. And yeah, so 4.5 skull rating on this one. That wasn't bad. Good pick, Lando. And I didn't. It didn't seem like it was gonna be, but you really picked a good one out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's because I watched the trailer.
Ah.
But yeah, I think that'll be it for this episode. So, as always, if you got any movie suggestions, you can email us at whatinthehorrorpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on our Twitter. That is whatinthehorrorpodcast, all one word. Also, join our Discord. But as always, I've been Lando.
And I've been Tim.
And we are the fuck out of here.
You were listening to What in the Whore. See you next time.